Acts chapter 15, beginning to read with the 19th verse, and we're going to read down through verse 35. So Acts chapter 15, beginning to read with verse 19. Acts 15, 19. Wherefore my sentence is, that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them, that they abstain from pollutions of idols, from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preached him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and the elders and brethren sent greetings unto the brethren which are in the are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying, ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent, therefore, Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which ye have kept yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. And after they had tarried there a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Paul, also Barnabas, continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you that we can come together and read your precious word as we bring ourselves back to this problem that was being brought about in the churches that had just been planted, and there was much discussion and questions, and so this has been resolved. And so help us today, Father, to look through these precious words and let us see the truth. And thank you that we are not bound by the law. We are bound and we come to you by grace and by faith. And thank you that all we need to do is call upon you to be our Lord and Savior. If we want life, Father, the world says we're fine. The world says it's all about the fun of the day. But Father, we must be saved. The only thing that can be brought on by the world is darkness and death. The only one that can bring life is you. So please, that we come by faith and trust in you as our Savior and begin to walk each day praising your precious name. Father, just guide and lead us now today. Speak to all of our hearts, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Again, it's been almost a month since we've been here in Acts. The meeting's over. Time to head back to Antioch. What was the question that was brought before the council? The reason that they went from Antioch, Paul and Barnabas and some folks from there, traveled all the way to Jerusalem. The problem was, the question was, do you have to be circumcised? Do we have to continue to follow the law? Because there were some out of the congregation, some out of the group that was in Jerusalem that had passed that information on. And so it came to Paul and Barnabas' attention, and the folks in Antioch sent them back to Jerusalem to get this all cleared up, to get this taken care of. And again, the meeting's over, the time to head back to Antioch, and we know that the council's decision was decided not upon the majority rule. The decision was made by the Word of God and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Many decisions within a church today is done by the majority, and they do not go into the Word of God to see what the Word of God has to say, and so they make a bad decision. But if you always go back and confer with the Word of God and seek the Holy Spirit's direction and will, then decisions will be right. And as we come to our annual meeting next week, we will be able to make good decisions if we do those and make those decisions upon the Word of God and upon His will and way and upon the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And so come that you can be a part of that and enjoy that. We have a wonderful time. We have been meeting this way for 30 years as we have come together to search out the will of the Lord. And the Lord has so blessed us with the radio ministries and with the website and with many things and getting out the Word of God. And He has blessed us with this wonderful family. So please come and be a part of it as we come together. But they went for a specific purpose, and that was to find out what was going on back in Jerusalem, because word had come to Antioch and to some of the other churches that you have to follow the Jewish law, and you must be circumcised on the eighth day, and you must follow many of the other rules and laws that was set up by Moses and for the nation of Israel. They had been taught this for many years, but in coming together and finding the decision was that no, you do not have to be circumcised. You do not have to be baptized. You do not have to follow the law and the rules that were set up with the sacrifices and the offerings and the feasts and all those things that went along. The council had followed the Word of God and followed the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and the answer was no. And so now they are about to return back from Jerusalem. There is the decision made here, and we've got the kind of a repetition just a little bit. I'm going to read in just starting back with verse 19, "Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God." In other words, we're not going to cause them to follow something that was the old law, because Jesus fulfilled the law and we've been set free. And so they said that we're not going to do that. But there was something added. And that's in verse 20 and then over in verse 29. And so I'm going to read both of them because it's much the same. "But that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood." And then over at verse 29, "that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, and from which ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well, fare ye well," is what verse 29 says. Then we look at verse 21, and here is the reason, one of the reasons that this was added to the situation. "For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preached him, being read in the synagogue every Sabbath day." Now, we need to look, because in returning back to Antioch, and in being a problem that originated in Jerusalem. Not only did Paul and Barnabas return with their group, but also we have Judas and Silas are also going along, and probably others with them from the Jerusalem church. Because the reason for that is that not only will Paul and Barnabas go back to Antioch and go back to the other churches and tell them that no, we do not have to be circumcised. There was the authority coming from the church in Jerusalem that was going to travel with them to make that same claim. So that without question, it wasn't that Paul and Barnabas went over there with their own ideas, came back, and they said, we don't listen to them at all. They wanted everybody in unity. They wanted everybody together. So they decided to send these men, and they had quite a list of credentials, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So these men were great men of God that followed and went with Paul and Barnabas back to Antioch to confirm these things. But we do have a few things added. It seems as though they're coming and they're finding out that we're not under the law. And then he turns around and he gives them rules. And so there's a reason for that. From day one, a Jew is taught. From the day of Moses, every Sabbath day, the words of Moses were read. And every Sabbath day, it was stated that you do not... The idols, the strangling, the fornication, the situation with the blood, all those things were taught to them. And there's two sides to this, because the Gentiles in their type of worship involved all these things. Everything was a part of their worship when they worshiped idols. When the Gentiles worshiped idols, the blood was a very active part. And many times they even drank the blood. And so that's the reason, number one, the Jews have been taught all of their life, no. The Gentiles were raised all of their life in the fashion that was yes. And even the point of part of the service was with the fornication. So you have the fornication, you have the strangling, the blood, the pollution of idols over here, abstain from meats offered to idols. They would bring, as the Jews would bring their offerings. You know, Satan is a mimic. Satan duplicates things that God does. And so if it's good enough to bring God an offering or sacrifice, it's also good enough to bring an offering and sacrifice to our God, said the Gentiles. And so they would offer the meat. Well, many times, and we see that today, many times a lost person actually works harder and serves more than saved people do. I don't understand that. We got the Holy Spirit in our heart. We should want to serve and want to work. And yet you look, well, the reason is because that lost person out there working their way to heaven. And they're working hard. And they're putting in hours and hours of labor to please a God which they cannot please. But they would bring some of the finest meats and food to be offered, animals to be offered, versus here's the Jews, they're bringing lame and sick and everything else unto the true God. And the lost people, the Gentiles, to no God at all, but to their God, they would bring some of the finest offerings. Well, if you wanted good meat to eat, you'd buy this meat. They'd come and offer it to their God, and then that meat would find its way to the market, and it'd be pretty cheap to buy because it's been offered. Well, the Jews had a serious problem with that. they said, so you're using this offering. You're using this offering. You say there's nothing to that God, but you go buy that meat. So undoubtedly, you must believe that there's some kind of power in that meat that you're eating and you're using. Well, there wasn't, and it sure didn't matter. But it was such a stumbling block to the Jews that from Jerusalem, the council agreed, don't do this. Don't buy it. You can go get other food somewhere else. There's nothing to it, but don't matter. Now, when it comes to the strangling and comes to those things, it all comes down to the blood. And when we look at the blood, there's life in the blood. And so you never eat meat that has not been properly bled. And an animal that's been strangled, an animal that has maybe just died and has not been bled properly, then you're not to eat that because there comes the blood. And once again, the Gentiles, in serving their gods, they worshipped and used the blood and even many times drank the blood. They made covenants with the blood. They would cut themselves to have an agreement because it was all about the blood. And so the church, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, has set these rules down and telling the Gentile churches, don't do that. Don't be a part of your old life. Number one, it is so much against the Jews because the Jews have done that all of their life. They have been taught all of their life not to have anything to do with the blood or the dead or the strangled animals or anything of those things. And even though it's okay to go buy that meat and eat that meat, please don't. Because they have been taught every Sabbath day that it's evil and it's bad. So please, on behalf of the Jews, don't do that. But on behalf of the Jews to the Gentiles, you don't need to be circumcised. You don't have to follow the law. But please, please follow these things. So, we find that then there, the letter in verse 23, they wrote letters by them after this manner. And this manner was that the apostles and the elders and the brethren sent greetings unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. There's basically one letter that was written, and they made copies of it. And that letter then was taken to all these churches, clarifying once and for all. And that letter was not just sent, it was hand-delivered. And who was it hand-delivered by? It was hand-delivered by Paul and Barnabas and Judas and who am I missing? Silas. We're missing those folks. And so two of the main characters came from Jerusalem, and the other two are for Antioch, and they're all coming together to tell the people the truth. And they're all in one accord. And so again, verse 23, and they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and the elders and the brethren sent greetings unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. Forasmuch as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you. See, they're admitting the problem started in Jerusalem. The problem started with these scribes and Pharisees and those folks that confessed to be saved, and then they started adding things to the law. And so they said, went out from us, have troubled you with words, subverting your souls. Now, as we look at those words, subverting means to upset, to plunder, to destroy, the destroying in the mind. And so what was the purpose of them bringing this false teaching? Again, forasmuch as we have heard that certain which went out from among us, they held the responsibility. There's some of the church family left and came over to you and told you these lies. And their purpose was, it was subverting your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. The letter went out, number one, with kindness, with a greeting, and also went out with instruction. And so we're going to do this and this, and you're not to do this and this. So that was the purpose of the letter. It wasn't a letter of condemnation. It was a letter of clarity. It was a letter that they should understand what to do. And so in doing that then, why we find that the words, but isn't it something, Hal, when a person can come in to a congregation and begin to bring a false doctrine in, and they try to get, you know, they share it quietly. They don't come to me, or they don't stand up in church and say, here's what I believe and here's what has to happen. They whisper it from one and whisper it to another. And then all of a sudden, why? Well, you know, that might be right. That could be right. And of course, the worst battle that we've had here, the most serious battle we've ever had here, and that was over the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They came in among us, they were denying the blood of Jesus, and they left, and unless they repented and got saved, they burned in hell. Because I'll tell you what, if you deny the blood of Jesus, there is no way that you can possess the salvation that is purchased with that precious blood. And in most cases, it was what you would call very religious, very godly people. But they are liars, they're false teachers. And so what has taken place here, it sucks out the very joy. It takes the joy of your salvation away. You're saved by grace. I am free. And then someone shows up and says, yes, you're free. Yes, you're saved. But in order to complete it, you've got to be baptized. And that false, lying doctrine is everywhere today. And in most cases, it's not only went from that point, it's went all the way to they don't even talk about coming by faith to Jesus to be saved. You just come. You come and take instruction. And once you've come and you've agreed to the doctrine of our church, you come, you support the church, you are a Christian. That's it. Everybody is a universally saved. And that's one of the most terrible lies that's spread. And multitudes are going to take their last breath, and their eyes are going to be opened, and they're going to be in the place of torment, awaiting the final judgment of the fires of hell for eternity. That's what's going to come from that lie. And that lie was started back at this time. The early church, we're 20 years into the church, and already false teachers are trying to come in and start and fill these lies. We must always understand the Word of God. Now, Moses has taught this. Again, the Jews understood that you must be circumcised, you must do this, you must do that. The Gentiles was raised on the opposite side. You offer your sacrifice to other gods, and the strangled, the blood, the fornication meant nothing. And so that instruction was brought together for the help and the support and the growth of this churches that are of the Gentiles. We must understand the importance. The blood of that the heathens used, the Gentiles used in their worship, was part of their religious ceremony. And that was dealt with not only with Moses, but God himself dealt with this back in Genesis chapter 9. Let's go back there to see. It wasn't only Moses, but this was from the Word of God, from God's mouth, back in Genesis chapter 9. beginning with verse 4, Genesis chapter 9, verse 4. We can even start with verse 3, because this is where he opened up the everything. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh, with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. Surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. So we come, and the blood is life. And so we need to understand that God, back in Genesis chapter 9, Moses, by the words of God, expounded on that and brought it out further, that the blood is so precious. And so we need to understand. Men chose to take this message and take it out, and we find the four plus the other group that was with them to return. And then we find here in verse 27, we have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered with idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which ye have keep yourselves, ye shall do well, fare ye well. So, when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle. And when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. And Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. So we not only have Paul and Barnabas coming and stating that fact, but then here we come with Judas and Silas saying the same thing. After they had tarried there a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. They said to Judas and Silas, now you can return back home. We appreciate you bringing the complete report. As we said, I think everything is set in place. You can return home. But in verse 34, notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Silas decided to stay. Paul, also and Barnabas, continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. The word continued. The truth continued. And that's what we need to always maintain. The truth must continue. We must always be speaking the word of God and telling the word of God. Not our own doctrine, not our own opinions of the word of God, but the truth. The truth. Never leave the truth. So when you're studying the Word of God, when you're searching the Word of God, as a born-again believer, seek the will of God, and the Holy Spirit will teach you His truth. God gave us the local church so we could come together and fellowship together over the Word of God. And that's such a joy to come and be able to search and to study the Word of God. And please don't miss an opportunity to do that. Come back tonight and be in the house of God as we are doing kind of a survey. We're not moving very rapidly through Hebrews because it's such a beautiful book. There's so much in it. And so we're just enjoying going through the book of Hebrews, and then we'll continue. And it's just a joy to study the Scripture, whether it be on Tuesday or Wednesday night, the Sunday school class. Just come and be a part of the study of the Word of God. But maintain the truth. Don't be sidetracked by some doctrine that some man has taught. Stand upon the Word of God, the truth. Let's close in prayer. Father, please, just touch every heart as we have found Paul and Barnabas knew the truth. They went to Jerusalem and thankfully they did not have enough strength and power with false teachers that they had an argument about it, because it was settled. It was settled that, yes, we are saved by grace. We are no longer under the law. We do not have to be circumcised. Do not add this burden, this trouble to the Gentiles. But then the message went out to help the Gentiles to bind together with the Jews, as now they are one, not the nation of Israel, but individual Jews that have been born again. They are a member and a part of the church. So please, dear Lord, today, touch the hearts of every person that's here so that they can join the church. Not the name of Parkview Bible Church, Father, but to join the you, to come by faith to you and be a part of the precious church, your church. Speak to hearts. Don't let anyone leave today that they do not know you as their Savior. Please, just burden their hearts. Just put a yearning in there with your Spirit, because that's the only way they're going to get saved is by your Spirit touching their hearts. Speak to them today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.